Yavavuk, Chapter 4, Hare Krishna. Chanting with the mind's help. The mind, the least subtle aspect of the subtle body, is a simple entity, capable of being brought back to the mode of goodness. If we wish to control the mind during japa, we need to simplify its function, separating it from the influence of passion. The second key. Listen to just one mantra. We are about to begin chanting. We know that Krishna's name is so powerful that it destroys all sinful reactions, Sarva Papachai, and that one who chants even a single name of Krishna becomes the topmost human being. Eka Bada Krishna Nama Se Puja Shrestha Sabakara. We also understand the mind's nature and that inattention is our greatest obstacle. How, we wonder, can we capture the racing mind and focus it on the holy name? The easiest way to slow the mind is to give it a simple task. We have to stop trying to listen to our, quote, rounds. That task is too complicated. It is too complicated for the mind and causes it to jump ahead to all the yet-to-be-chanted rounds. Instead, make the mind's task easy. Listen to only one mantra, the mantra you are chanting now. Don't be tempted to add anything to this task. Keep it simple. Don't even attempt to hear only one mantra at a time. This will push the mind to think of the future, demanding to know how long we plan to hold it captive. Keep the mind's task simple, and gradually the mind will act simply. The third key. State your determination. Giving the mind a simplified task only works in conjunction with the third key, determination. To direct the mind, we need to form a sankalpa, a statement of fixed determination or purpose. The mind will always tell us we have something more important to do than chant Hare Krishna. We have to be determined enough to disregard the mind and to focus it on the mantra. In my chanting, I have seen that unless I form a sankalpa, I generally will not have the ability to listen carefully to one mantra. Understand the task and be determined to execute it. All I have to do is listen to one Hare Krishna mantra, nothing more and nothing less. The sankalpa can be stated quickly and subtly. It can touch our thinking as lightly as a gentle breeze. And there's no need to pause between mantras to reaffirm it. We simply have to remember why we are sitting with bead bang in hand. Chanting japa is not an invitation to the mind to wander wherever it chooses. It is the time to enter into our personal relationship with Krishna. Everything we aspire for is available in the Hare Krishna mantra, but to fulfill those aspirations, we must give the mantra our full attention. When we have gathered the necessary determination, we should then focus the mind on its simple task to listen to one mantra. We shouldn't worry about the mantra that will follow the one we're chanting now, and certainly we shouldn't worry about the one that may have preceded it. We don't try to chant 16 good rounds or 10 high quality mantras. Just chant and attentively hear one mantra. We can be determined only about the one mantra we are chanting now. If we think ahead, even to plan greater determination for subsequent mantras, the mind will respond with increased passion and will lose its focus on the holy name. What have we accomplished when we have chanted one Maha Mantra with attention? We have allowed our consciousness to touch Krishna's transcendental holy name. We have bathed our consciousness in sweetness. These are the results that come from simply listening to one Hare Krishna mantra. But, we may say, my mind is too quick. It is off before I can catch it. If it won't listen to one mantra, then request it to listen to one holy name, one Hare, or one Krishna, or one Rama, until it slows down sufficiently to focus on the entire mantra. Chanting and hearing only one name is also wonderful and carries with it wonderful results. If the effect of listening to a single Maha Mantra is so incredible, imagine what it would be like to hear many Maha Mantras by Krishna's grace. Listening to our chanting is the beginning of offenseless chanting, and offenseless chanting will allow us to experience the full effect of chanting the Maha Mantra. Otherwise, we can chant for millions of lifetimes without attaining Prema Bhakti. Quote, if one is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead. That is the ultimate goal of this chanting. Quote from quotation from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila 8:16. Hare Krishna. Thank you.